Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, and from South Africa, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, Son of David.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, while teaching in the temple, Jesus said, "How can the scribes maintain that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, moved by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, and I will put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. In what way then can he be his son?" And the great majority of the people heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord. Usually the opponents of Jesus are starting an argument with him. Here Jesus initiates the dispute, and it is about expectations. By refusing the title Son of David, Jesus is refusing to take on board all the expectations attached to that title. As David was considered being the consolidator of the clans and tribes of Hebrews into a single kingdom, he was also revered as creating the safe space, freed from enemies, for that kingdom to flourish. Consolidation of peoples was certainly on Jesus' agenda. Expulsion of enemies, especially the Romans, was not, because it conflicted with the consolidation of all peoples as kin one of another. Instead of dominating kingship, expelling all foreigners, Jesus proposed a kinship in which all would see themselves as children of the one God. Son of David, in the sense of David's pastor, shepherd, was certainly a reality the evangelist saw as being fulfilled in Jesus. Ezekiel in chapter 34 voices the divine promise, "For thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep, as a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark." And the quality of that shepherding is also described by the prophet. "Strengthen the weak, heal the sick, bind up the injured, bring back the strayed, seek the lost." Each of these qualities is abundantly present in the ministry of Jesus. Also in Jesus' ministry, the fulfillment of the longing of Psalm 22, being led in pastures green. The evangelists recount that the people sat down on green grass at the feeding of the multitudes. Yet by the time Jesus walked among us, the expectation was for one who would shatter heads, destroy enemies, and restore greatness, with no great agreement as to what greatness implies. So many so-called saviors of the present time pretend to fulfill that bloodthirsty expectation. The Son of David is only truly present in the nurturing and healing encounter of the children of God with each other. Encounters we are called to multiply and embrace. Amen.